Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. So wonderful to be with you. In the paragraph that we read the last couple of days, it was on the negative side in the sense that it told Timothy, don't get distracted. Here's what you don't do. Well, now he moves with a gigantic focus on the positive things that a minister of the gospel is supposed to do and can do. Command and teach these things. Verse 11. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct and love and faith and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy, through the counsel of the elders. So we've already read this and covered it, and we're fully aware of all the positive things that it is saying, that he is to stir up his gift, keep sharpening your gift, you are to be a model in your conduct, you are to be a mentor in your preaching and teaching, and remember the primacy of preaching, the public reading of the Scripture and the exhortation. It is not the only means of grace, but it is the primary means of grace. Now, here's where we wanted to bring ourselves to when we read this last week. We wanted to get to this point. He says this, practice these things, immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. Now just a couple of thoughts here. Here's a great tension for the minister of the gospel. He is to live in such a way and in such transparency that his utter devotion to Christ is to be seen by all so that that may encourage them. Here's the tension. You can't live your life to be seen by all. You have to live your life so that all can see you, but you don't live your life for them. You live your life for Christ, for the glory of the Father and the power of the Spirit. You live your life for him under the eye of God. But you live your life in such a way that you don't have a secret life. And then he says, I want you to keep a close watch, not just a watch, a close watch on two things, yourself and your teaching. You, the preacher, keep a close watch on yourself. You, the Christian, keep a close watch on yourself. But particularly pastors are to set the course and set the standard and set the example. So you are doing that in your life. Keep a close watch on yourself and your teaching. That is, what are you teaching the Word of God? Are you doing what Paul said? I'm innocent of the blood of all men because I declare to you the whole counsel of God. That is what he calls them to do. Then he tells him, persist in this. Why? Because by so doing, you will not only save yourself, but also your hearers. Now, he is not saying that the preacher saves people. What he is saying is, when you use the means of grace that God has ordained to use to save people, and you make yourself an available instrument, a sharpened instrument, not only do you save yourself, not referring to the fact that you save yourself from your sins, but you save from yourself from the destructiveness of sins or of a distracted life, and you save yourself in the sense of your calling and ministry before the Lord. And by doing that, you become a more effective instrument in the lives of others. Now listen, does God have to have you as an effective instrument to save his people? No. If he can use Balaam's donkey, he can use Presbyterian preacher. It is the power of the gospel that saves, not the power of the preacher or the power of his gifts. But that doesn't mean we don't realize that God has ordained means and God has ordained the use of men. And by and large, God honors our diligence by bringing us more effectiveness in our ministry and message. Now, our ministry may be one like Jeremiah of condemnation, or Isaiah who had heights of blessings and then depths of despair. I don't know what it is, but here's what he's saying, that not only do you save yourself in the sense of your walk with the Lord being honorable, and God blessing the means of grace and your humble reliance upon divine grace exhibited in your endeavor to grow in grace, but he also loves to honor that by making your ministry effective in the lives of others. And that is another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.